Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Don't wait a moment longer. Call us, 888-723-4630. I'm exhausted now.
Why? Yeah, because you had a little rant.
My rants always exhaust me.
Oh, we love those rants.
Do you? I have another one if you want one.
Well, yes, but first. Now we go to Salt Lake City, Utah for our drop shipping report with Michelle Long, brought to you by DOBA, Product Sourcing Simplified. Take it away, Michelle.
Hello, Griffin Lee. Today I wanted to share some interesting numbers I found regarding shopping behaviors for affluent American households. This study shows that 36% of shoppers who purchased from eBay within the past 12 months have household incomes that range from $100,000 to $200,000 a year. Although this demographic consists of super savvy buyers, they do tend to splurge on health and beauty items as well as hard-to-find perishables and organic food products. eBay sellers can visit doba.com/eBay radio to find suppliers who can source premium branded products within these categories. This is Michelle Long reporting from Salt Lake City. Now back to you, Griffin Lee.
Hi, Michelle. Listen, I didn't realize that, Griff.
What's that?
36%?
Yes.
Of buyers, $100,000 to $200,000 a year? That's a nice income.
Yes.
That's a nice income.
It sure is.
Yeah, I wish my income was that high.
Yeah. No kidding, big girl.
Well, there's always selling on eBay.
Yes. Michelle, thank you very much for that report, and happy holiday to you.
Happy holidays.
I don't think we're going to talk to you again until after the first of the year. So have a great holiday, okay? All right.
I hope you both have a great holiday as well.
You too, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Isn't she great?
She is great. So eBay Radio wants your feedback.
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about today, let's do it. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We haven't dished a listing today.
Yeah, we haven't. If you don't call in, I have another rant. So.
Okay, well, let's do it.
So it's not really a rant. It's just some advice. This was somebody who's a new seller, and I bought something from them that I really like, and they were very happy they sold it. And they had some questions. They said, we're quite new to selling on eBay, and I hope you'll be able to help us out. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to paraphrase some of this stuff. Upon setting up our seller account, some of our friends, quote unquote, I put the quotes in, who also sell on eBay, recommended strongly we set ourselves up as no returns accepted. I won't go into the rest of it. Sorry, I got something in my throat. Give me a second.
Go for it.
I've seen this before, and this is usually in discussion groups and social media and even on eBay sometimes. Sellers saying, you know, a new seller comes in and they say, oh, yeah, make sure you don't take returns. They wanted to know what my take on this, because they did set up all their listings as no returns. And now they're in an argument with a buyer, and they want to know what they should do.
What should they do?
The item that they shipped out included measurements and everything, but the buyer said it didn't fit. And we get this question occasionally. Said, well, my listings had all this in. Why should I take this back? I don't think I should have to take this back. And my answer is reverse roles. Reverse the roles. And you're the buyer. And you have an item.
I'm going to be PO'd.
And is that your intention, is to piss off otherwise good buyers? Is that why you're in business? Is that part of your customer service strategy? How long do you think you'll last in a competitive marketplace like eBay? The worst thing you can do is saying no returns accepted. These are the people who tend to email me saying, why am I sales so dismal? And then I'll go and look at their listings. And not all the time, but a lot of times, no returns accepted. Do you think people are going to buy from you if it's like I can't return an item? Why would you do that to a buyer? And I ask this to sellers, and they'll tell me face to face. Well, because they should be able to read. So is this a contest? Is this an exam that they have to pass? Yeah, they should read. Everyone should read. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they make a mistake. So there's a penalty. So if I shop with you and I don't do everything exactly right, I pay a penalty. No thanks. I'm going to shop with someone else. I buy a lot on eBay. I just spent a couple hundred bucks on one of those classic things. I saw some that were a little cheaper than the one I bought, but I looked at the terms of service. No thanks. I don't need the hassle. I'd rather pay a little bit more from a seller who says, happy to take returns. Everything's going to be hunky-dory. I need that assurance. If you put in your listing, and I'm not atypical, I don't take returns, or don't do this, or if you do that, and it's a bunch of lecture in trying to protect you, yourself from, I don't know, me, am I a bad buyer, I guess, then I don't need that. And most buyers don't. And if you do that, and you can on eBay, you can put harsh terms of service, expect your sales to drop. Good luck with that. It's just not the smart way to do business. And I always tell people when they start getting defensive, reverse the roles. Would you as a buyer, when given choices, buy from somebody under those circumstances? Would you buy this from yourself under these circumstances? And before you say, I'm perfect, I read, I know what I'm getting, good for you.
I'm changing my listings to say that I will pay for returns.
I always pay for
returns. Right now I have that I accept returns, but I say buyer pays shipping for the return. I'm changing it, and let me tell you why I'm changing it.
Because you're smart.
I'm changing it because this thing that happened to me, my first... You know, first buyer that wasn't happy.
Yeah.
I would have returned it and paid for the shipping anyway. I mean, I would have paid for his shipping anyway.
So
when it came down to it, I realized, I looked inside myself and I said, well, hell, you're going to pay it anyway.
So why not just say it up front?
So I might as well say it up front.
I want my buyers, when they buy from me, to know that they've not only... are they going to like the item, but if they don't, they have a period of time where they can say, this isn't for me. I want to send it back. The last thing I want to do at night is sit around worrying about buyers buying stuff from me and then being forced to keep it so that every time they look at it, they think, that damn seller, that damn eBay.
I know. I agree.
Well, it shouldn't be that way, Griff. Buyers should have to pay a penalty. Good. Start your own marketplace. See how well that does. Buyer penalty. If you don't read, if you don't like the item, then... too bad. You have to pay to ship it back. There's a penalty for shopping with me.
Not to mention the fact that it is standard in the retail industry now to not only take back returns, but sometimes they'll pay for the shipping too. So,
well, most times I've never dealt with a big retailer who doesn't provide shipping, return shipping labels. Because you can't compete. If you no longer can compete. The thing about being online more than ever is now your competition is sitting right in front of you, on a screen. Your buyer has choices, and you can adopt these terms of services which you think are protecting you. They're not. They're hurting you. They are hurting your business. So if you're selling on eBay to charge penalties and make buyers feel bad. My business strategy, I want buyers to be unhappy if they're unhappy and I'm not going to fix it. Well, that's great. Good luck with that. But if you're anywhere near being wanting to be a successful business, then you have to look, business caters to buyers. That's the reality. It's not a level playing field, if you would. I mean, we expect buyers to be honest, and if they're dishonest, then, well, that's a different story. But buyer remorse is not dishonesty. Buyer remorse is not indicative of a buyer who is, quote-unquote, abusive or bad. Buyers do not have to, should not ever have to validate their dissatisfaction. And that's what a lot of sellers will do. Well, I'm sorry you're unhappy. You should have read the listing. That's a buyer who's never coming back to eBay. That's money lost. It's the same seller asked a question about, that we've been warned about buyers with zero feedback. And this one drives me crazy. Here's the two questions. Listen to this schizophrenia. And this is what it is. It's a type of schizophrenia. Listen. What is eBay doing to bring new buyers? You're not doing enough. Bring us new buyers. We bring the new buyers. I want to block buyers with zero feedback.
Okay.
I'm not going to comment beyond that. Think about what those two sentences mean when they come out of the same person's mouth.
So if you accept returns, and you do, Griff, you are allowed to select the number of days a buyer has to notify you that they want to return an item. What do you have?
What do you mean?
For the number of days a buyer has to notify
30 you. Days, but yeah, realistically, if somebody was to email me like 3 months from now and say, you know, this shirt just doesn't work for me, I'd say, well, send it back.
Really?
I'll refund you through PayPal. Yeah. It's a used shirt. How much badly more used can it be?
Then you can also specify the type of refund you'll give.
I always give cash.
Okay.
If a buyer wants...
And you pay for return shipping.
I always pay for return shipping. It's not killing me. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Up next, our last segment of today's Ask Griff and Lee Show.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Smart sellers know that nowadays shipping isn't a one-trick pony. You've got choices. And smart sellers are choosing Indicia. Indicia goes beyond printing shipping labels at discounted UPS rates or posting tracking to eBay. Oh, sure, it's got the usual bells and whistles, hidden postage, electronic customs forms, and the ability to brand your shipping labels with your logo. But wait, there's more. Indicia also integrates with more than 200 third-party software providers, including your favorites like Vendio, 6-Bit Software, and GarageSale. Choose from Indicia Premium, Indicia Professional, or Indicia Platinum Shipper. There's even Indicia for Mac. With all of the features of Indicia Premium, just choose the Indicia product that's right for your business. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 394.
eBay sellers dread negative feedback, but it happens, and you have to deal with it. John Koldereis Lawson is the founder and CEO of Koldereis Media, and known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He says the first thing you should do is...
Do not respond. That's the first thing, man. Walk away from the computer. Calm down. It's not that serious, people. What you need to do is, because a lot of times we get into that mode of, I gotta respond immediately because this person is so wrong, you know? If you're in that mode, that's not the best time to start typing.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. A popular Hanukkah game is spinning the dreidel, which is a four-sided top with Hebrew letters on each side. Winners in the game are rewarded with gelt. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Doba, Product Sourcing Simplified. So I'm just not going out anymore.
You're not going out anywhere?
No, I'm just not.
Ever again? You're
staying home
forever?
Well, I was reading this. It's a funny article because of the puns, but apparently there was this thing in London, at the Borough Market, it's called. They advertised a cheese extravaganza, where there would be like 20 different cheese makers and stalls opening up. Yeah, except that 20,000 people showed up.
Oh. Oh, my. It does sound like fun.
Yeah.
All those cheeses.
Someone wrote, those Munsters.
Oh, boy.
You know, I'm sure that many of the vendors were wishing that people would just leave them provolone.
And you can find debris outside on the street if you're not careful.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, I made that one up.
The one guy they interviewed in the article, someone said, sounds like he was doing what he damn well pleased. Eden.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's a Gouda one. Yeah.
So we got some contact us mail.
Really?
From Helen.
Yeah.
Summer Toad.
Hi, Summer Toad.
She recently received an email about the eBay Bucks program indicating many changes are coming.
They're coming.
eBay Bucks gives you a credit percentage back on most eBay purchases if you sign up for the program.
Yeah.
One change, she said, and I didn't realize this, is that sellers will be able to earn eBay Bucks on sales.
Yes.
Which leads her to a question. She said, I have two accounts, one for buying and one for selling. The program currently allows participants to enroll in the program on only one account.
Right.
Are the program folks going to allow us to earn eBay Bucks on more than one account, or perhaps earn eBay Bucks on purchases on one account and sales on another?
I have no idea.
She said, I hope there's some flexibility being considered for those of us who like to keep our purchases and sales separate on the site. Please share this concern to appropriate parties as you are able. I'm going to forward this to you, Griff.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Let's see what you can come up with here.
Not much, probably. Well, I'm being honest. I mean, I have to set expectations. I have no idea.
Well, shoot. Well, you might. You might be able to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Right? I don't know how that works, but I'll ask.
So I was just reading something I've never read before on eBay.
What?
Well, I was reading about the creating your return policy and how to change it and all that.
Yeah.
And it also has recommendations underneath. And you guys should go on and read it.
Yeah.
Because the recommendations are very interesting. And they're important. Provide clear, easy to follow instructions, et cetera, et cetera.
Duh.
So read it over. Yeah, but you don't know. Some people, they started selling years ago and they still have the same stuff in their listing that they did 10 years ago. It doesn't work anymore. You may have to change something. So, Griff, I don't know if we have any. Do we have any events to read today?
I don't know. You want to go there and check?
You go to our archive site, also known as Past Episodes.
I don't think there's anything coming up. Let's go.
And you hover over Seller Resources, click on Seller Events.
Yeah.
And the first one, is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, good. Let's talk about
that. Want to read that one?
So that's the Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group holiday party, Friday, December 16th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Worth Point headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. Lord knows where that is. Ring in holiday cheer with a white elephant gift swap. Please bring a wrapped white elephant
gift.
Don't bring a white elephant. They'll know what it is.
Wouldn't that just be funny?
Yeah, maximum value $10 to $15 to swap with your fellow sellers.
And then on December 17th, Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m., at the home of Herbs, Crafts, and Gifts, the Colorado Springs eBay and e-commerce sellers group annual holiday party.
Whoopee.
That's in Colorado Springs. You bring a $10 gift that starts with the first letter of your name for the gift exchange, plus a luncheon dish to share. You may also bring a new plush toy, which will be donated to the local fire station to help them help traumatized kids.
Why with the first letter of your name? Why would that be?
I don't know. Just to make it kind of fun, mix it up a little bit, I guess.
Mm. On January 12th in the new year, Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup will happen on January 12th at 6 p.m. at the Panera Bread in Raleigh, North Carolina. It'll be a seller Q&A with details to be announced. Attendees will receive a special discount coupon for shipping supplies from guess who?
Bubble Fast.
Along with some cool guess who?
Bubble Fast.
Swag.
They're such good people.
Ah, me.
They are. You know them very well,
yeah,
right?
They're smart.
Yeah, both of them. So, Griff, it's the end of the show. We have one more for this year. That's Tuesday, the 20th, coming up. And we're going to have some prizes to give away, some eBayana and stuff to give away for the holiday.
Yeah.
So be sure to join us for that, as usual, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday.
You should do that, yeah.
Definitely.
It's highly recommended.
And I hope you're going to have a great weekend, Griff.
I'm going to have a quiet weekend. You'll guess what I'm getting.
What are you getting?
A new dog.
You're kidding.
Yeah, we're getting a new doggy.
Are you getting a three-legged doggy?
No, we couldn't find one. I said, well, really? I chopped the leg off. There'll be three legs.
Oh, God.
No, we wouldn't do that. I'll talk to you more about it more next week.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Doba. We'll be live again on Tuesday, December 20th. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
What do you want from Santa this year?
I'd like some of his elves to answer my emails from customers. Right now, all I want to do is say, bah, humbug.
You don't need elves. You just need Reply Manager.
Oh, yeah? What replies does it manage?
Reply Manager handles all my communication with buyers. It brings correspondence from each selling channel into one inbox, then sorts it into folders. Email threads make it easy to track conversations. I can even set up smart auto responses without any elves. My customers are so much happier with faster, more personalized replies.
I still want elves.
Your elves can use Reply Manager too without having access to your eBay account.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to share that password. You know, elves love to shop.
Well, Reply Manager is my one-stop shop for inbound message management. So give your inner Grinch a happy new year. Then try Reply Manager for free at replymanager.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk stock the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100. And ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case. Bulk.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.